This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, August 6th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. President Donald Trump signed an executive order to place an additional 25% tariff on India for its purchases of Russian oil, bringing the combined tariffs imposed by the United States on its ally to 50%. The tariffs would go into effect 21 days after the signing of the order, meaning that both India and Russia might have time to negotiate the administration on import taxes. Trump's moves could scramble the economic trajectory of India, which until recently was seen as an alternative to China by American companies that were looking to relocate their manufacturing. China also buys oil from Russia, but it was not included in the order signed by President Trump. As a part of a negotiating period with Beijing, Trump has placed 30% tariffs on goods from China, a rate that is smaller than the combined import taxes with which he has threatened New Delhi. Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks with U.S. President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow today, according to the Kremlin. That days before the White House Friday deadline for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or potentially face severe economic penalties that could also hit countries buying its oil. Earlier, talks between Russia and Ukraine and Russia and U.S. officials made no progress in ending the three-year war following Russia's invasion of its neighbor. Trump said Witkoff made great progress with Putin. The president said in a post on Truth that Witkoff, quote, had a highly productive meeting with Putin in which great progress was made. Trump said he updated American allies in Europe about the meeting. They will work toward an end of the Russian-Ukraine war in the days and the weeks to come. Brazil requested consultations with the World Trade Organization that over tariffs imposed by President Trump against South America that went into effect today. Trump has directly tied the 50% tariff on many imported Brazilian goods to the judicial situation of his embattled ally, former President Jair Bolsonaro, who is currently under house arrest. The United States has flagrantly violated key commitments the country has agreed upon at the WTO, such as principle of the most favored nation and tariff ceilings negotiated at that organization, Brazil's foreign ministry said in a statement today. The most favored nation principle is a cornerstone of Geneva-based WTO, whose aim is to get countries to respect trade agreements. The principle directs its members to treat each other equally in trade. WTO panels are set to, if no agreement is reached, in the dispute between the two members. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins today announced the U.S. Department of Agriculture is making $6 million in grant funding available for seafood processors to expand operations, transform the food supply chain, and create new and better markets for the processing of invasive wild-caught catfish. Additionally, USDA, in partnership with the Maryland Department of Agriculture, launching a one-year pilot program to purchase up to $2 million through Section 32 of Chesapeake Bay blue catfish. The effort will support regional processors, remove invasive catfish from the bay, and provide nutritious protein to families in need through food banks and other distributors. Finally, Nancy Beck, the EPA Deputy Administrator of the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Protection, speaking to the American Sugar Alliance Sweetener Symposium, said the upcoming report from the MAHA Commission would show continued respect for regulatory frameworks that have found glyphosate is safe. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 38th annual conference at a brand new venue in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, August 20th through 22nd. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol, public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.